Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. One of the great songwriters of our time, part of the Fleetwood Mac group. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the new one from, that was the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Jeb Taylor. He's the author of Saving Civilization, and I encourage you to get the book. Depending on your political persuasion, you're going to like a lot of it. You're going to maybe disagree with a lot of it, but that's what makes the world go round. Jeb, thanks again for staying with us. One of the things that you are really focused on in your life and in your book is this whole scenario of climate change, global warming, and I'm glad you bring that up. And I think maybe this particular issue is a good straw man for all the other issues, all the other challenges, because if you think about it, Jeb, the climate change debate wraps leadership, politics, corporations, everyday Americans, geopolitics. It kind of wraps it all up into one big discussion, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So let's talk about that. Tell us your thoughts on where we are on climate change, global warming, whatever people like to use.
Well, first of all, is that we seem to get two messages regarding it, and one of them is that we are responsible for all of the global warming that's taking place, and then the other side.
You mean Americans?
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. Not just Americans, but Americans would certainly be at the head of the list.
You mean human beings?
Yes, human beings.
Okay, all right. So do you think that's correct or incorrect?
Industrial human beings.
Right. Is that correct or incorrect?
No, it's not correct. And then the other side is that the evidence suggests that global warming is a hoax. And I would say from my research, Jim, that neither side, neither approach is correct. They're both misleading, they're both confusing, and they're both irresponsible.
Well, I agree with that 100%, and that I believe that there is global warming. I believe that there is climate change, as I like to say, Jeb, with my tongue only somewhat in my cheek, that 10,000 years ago, Ohio was under 5,000 feet of ice. So yeah, there is global warming. There is climate change. The question is how much of it is man-made, and what can we, and the answer is what can we do to minimize the effects of human beings on climate change, on the pollution of our spaceship Earth, but where we disagree, Jeb, I think, is in how we do that, because what's going on right now is America is getting really raked over the coals by a lot of people, as if we're the enemy, and we're anything but the enemy, Jeb. America is now producing the carbon footprint that we did in 1990, which is exactly the Kyoto Accord requirements. So why instead of complaining about what Americans are doing, why doesn't President Obama congratulate corporate America for doing the things and the automobiles and the way you and I conduct our business? Why aren't we being congratulated on being the only planet only industrialized planet on the Earth that's gone backwards with our carbon emissions? What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I have a friend in the oil business, and I talk to him about it a lot. And our reduction is, in a very strong way, dumb luck. Yes, it is corporate innovation that has enabled it. But most of our reduction in the fossil fuel, the carbon footprint, is because we're now burning a lot more natural gas in producing electricity than we were coal over the last 10 years, and that natural gas is coming because we're now fracking to get it, and which is a
Jeb, those are market forces that caused that, because when we found the oil, the gas, it came out, it was less expensive. Companies invested in the converters. See, they have to convert their burners. They have to convert their burners from coal burners to gas burners.
Well, let me ask you.
And these companies
question,
would have they have dual systems. They have dual systems that they can but depending on the cost of BTUs, they can flip a switch and go back and forth from coal to gas. Companies had to invest in that capability.
Yes, no question. And they're doing it because it made them money. But not because it was environmentally responsible. So I don't want to diminish what the United States has accomplished in reducing their carbon footprint. I think it's really wonderful, and I think we should applaud that. Let me ask you a question, Jim. If it was more expensive to use natural gas than to continue burning coal, do you think our corporations would have done the responsible?
I agree with you on that. Because as I say, they have both systems there. But the issue is market forces. The marketplace has created this reduction in with some government regulation. I'm going to throw that in. With some government regulation. But what I'm saying is, if you listen to the politics today on this, you would think America was still horrible. And the truth is, the people who are polluting the planet are people over which you and I have no control as Americans.
Russia, agree with that.
I mean China and India primarily, right?
Yes, Russia, China, and India, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So to me, the politicians should be saying, hey, world, look at America, look what we've done. You should be doing that. But instead, if you listen to the politicians, you think that we're the biggest polluters in the world. And per GDP, per dollar of GDP, we're one of the lowest. We're going to come right back with Jeb Taylor and talk some more about his book, Saving Civilization, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.